Proclamation number 8192, dated the June 15th, 1962. Commencement of receiving the word 25 years ago, 15th of June, 1937. I have given you the promise of sending you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. And I have done so by bringing you the pure truth, by using a devoted earthly child to whom I had assigned the mission of imparting this truth to people who are willing to accept it. I have ignited a light for you which should not be hidden under a bushel, which should shine brightly into the night, into the darkness which is prevalent across earth and which can only be penetrated by a light from above. I have conveyed my word to you. I have spoken to you myself, and thus I was present with you in my word. You were able to hear my voice directly, even though it first had to be imparted to you through my messengers, but the recipient of my word could hear me. His bond with me was so sincere that I could speak to him directly, so that he could provide proof of my presence, my word, which was addressed to him and to all of you, which sounded within himself and truly revealed the most profound secrets which introduced you to the truth. And thus you received an invaluable gift and can consider yourselves truly blessed, because no one can take from you what I have given you and what you voluntarily accepted, believing that I have spoken to you. Your soul has received something exquisite. It is nourishment which assists the soul to mature and enables it to achieve its purpose of earthly life, to find unity with me, its God and Creator, its Eternal Father. Time and again this unique gift of grace can be shared by the recipient with other people. Time and again the human being can do redeeming work and has an incredibly effective means of grace to likewise help other people reach the goal on earth, to come closer to me and to constantly receive strength to work towards the perfection of their souls, which necessitates a continuous supply of strength. Hence I will not discontinue the flow of living water from the source I have opened, because you human beings need a permanent supply of strength. You constantly need to stay with this source to refresh yourselves, to draw from it and let the flow of strength revive you, to draw from the living water which flows to you from my well of inexhaustible love and mercy. They will not stop flowing to you, nor will I allow the well of grace to run dry. I will always take care of my child who gives me its will and desires to hear my voice. I will also make sure that it receives strength for itself for as long as it wants to work for me, because this is entirely up to me, and I will take the lead and provide what it needs physically and spiritually to carry out its voluntary mission. Because only I know how important this mission is and how successful it will be for the numerous souls who suffer severe spiritual hardship and for whom this mission is an invaluable rescue mission. It is a unique gift of grace that I was able to speak to you humans by means of a devoted child who listened to me of its own free will and who believed my words, who allowed itself to be guided into the truth and imparted this truth to its fellow human beings who desperately needed a light to find their way in the darkness of spirit, and who, in turn, carried the light to people who likewise lingered in spiritual darkness. The people who accepted this light could derive many blessings from it, and the recipient himself came closer to my heart by listening to me and by believing my words, because his inner light increased, he gained an insight into my reign and actions, into my eternal plan of salvation, and he received clarification about Jesus Christ's act of salvation, which he could now impart to his fellow human beings who, like himself, had previously lived in darkness and were therefore unable to utilize this treasure of grace. I was able to bring the truth to many people, in accordance with their wishes. and they will not forget this gift of grace in eternities because they were thereby guided onto the right path which they could only find by this very truth, which they did not reject when it was offered to them as a gift from the Father who wants to help his children to find the path of return to him. The will of every single human being was decisive as to whether he derived a blessing from my word, but at least I was able to speak to him in the first place, which otherwise would not have been possible because I do not force anyone to listen to me when I speak to him, and because no human being would know the voice of the Father if he did not want to be spoken to by me directly. But my blessing will be with you forever if you hand yourselves over to me and allow me to talk to you directly. Because there is much hardship and all people need my help, which they noticeably receive through my direct communication with them. And for this reason you too, my obedient servants on earth, will receive every help. I will always and forever give you my dedicated paternal protection and also provide you with the physical and spiritual strength to work for me and my kingdom in my name, so that you work on my behalf and enable me to speak to my children who are suffering and wish to hear the Father's voice. They will receive help which only I can and want to give because I long for their return to their parental home and will do everything to help them achieve it. Amen.